I think, Roland, let's kind of start off where we left off yesterday. You were 2 miles away from the mandatory evacuation line. Where are you sitting this morning?
Fire department, Forest Service made significant progress yesterday. It really is strongly weather dependent, and the winds were less yesterday, and the fire, which is known as the Waldo Canyon Fire, now went in its fifth direction. It started out on Saturday going north, and then on Sunday went west, and then on Monday went northeast, and I think maybe losing track of days now, but on Tuesday went, was a disaster when it started going straight east into Colorado Springs. And, several hundred homes were burned on the western edge of Colorado Springs. Yesterday, the fire went back west again. And we got a little bit of rain and a little more rain forecast today. So those are all good things. It's a fairly calm day today. The humidity is higher. The temperatures are lower. So we think they can make significant progress on getting the fire a little bit contained today.
That's kind of a perfect recipe, shall we say, for firefighters when it comes to trying to contain a fire like that.
It is. I think the thing that really needs to be discussed probably is the Forest Service policies. They've been evolving probably ever since the big Yellowstone fire 25 years ago. The original policy was that Mother Nature should be allowed to run its course, and that forest fires were good because they would take out the weaker trees and so on. The problem is that so many homes have been built in the forest, number one. Number two, due to people not wanting to cut trees, the undergrowth has been allowed to grow up and become really a major fire fuel. And so the Forest Service in the last 20 years has kind of evolved from a let Mother Nature run its course to we really ought to take a more aggressive act in terms of trimming our forest, which is to trim the underbrush and also to trim out every third or fourth tree or every couple of trees, because it will end up making the forest a lot more healthy. And the lack of a healthy forest has brought in the beetles, which have killed millions of trees in Colorado, Montana, New Mexico, and that's just ripe then for fire. So it's an evolving program, and it probably needs to evolve some more. There needs to be more aggressive cutting of trees to make a healthier forest, number one. The other part of the policy that's controversial is the Forest Service Department has a save lives first thing, and there's nothing controversial about that. But their second thing is to save structures. And so if they get people out, then they will let the fire burn, and then they will go to where there are structures and start and try to save those structures. The problem with that policy is that with the dryness, with all the undergrowth, with the beetle kill, the fuels are so strong that when the fire gets going for 2 or 3 or 4 days, it is so powerful that they absolutely cannot save the structures when it comes to it. So I think they really need to get a policy that says save lives first and then kill the fire, because they cannot let it get up ahead of steam, so to speak, in my opinion. This is obviously controversial. We obviously have many people in Colorado who people would call tree huggers, and that's not necessarily a friendly term. It's just like we don't dare cut down anything. And there are even homeowners associations within Colorado Springs which wouldn't allow the homeowners to cut back the brush and so on, which is part of the reason why some of the homes were burned a couple of days ago. And hopefully we learn from that, and hopefully the policy evolves into one that's more protective of homes and people and animals who are located in the beautiful environs of a forest.